We think that most schools are actually playing by the rules. These are statutory rules. There is a code of conduct on admissions that's meant to level a playing field where it can be levelled. We're talking about complying with a legal code. If your school is selective, then fine, that's part of your legal admissions procedures. If it isn't, or it claims not to be, then it shouldn't be. And selection by things like not taking a child who may need that bit of extra help, or not taking a child who can't afford your very expensive uniform that's only available from one very expensive shop, is not playing by the statutory rules that you're bound by. But there is part of that statutory code that says you shouldn't be setting a uniform policy that makes your uniform so expensive that some groups of parents can't afford it and therefore won't even apply for a place. And the code says don't discriminate on the basis of what parents can or can't afford. Children are very ambitious and very aspirational. I meet them everywhere, and they really want to do the very best they can, and so do their parents. And it's really important that whoever you are, if you apply for a place in a school and there is a place, you shouldn't be prejudiced against before you even start. We had a very small number of parents with youngsters who have particular and special educational needs who had had conversations. There are some fairly searing stories in this report. Conversations with senior people saying things like, well, we think you'd be better off somewhere else, don't you? And that's the title of the report. It would be better if you looked elsewhere. If the schools are comprehensive, or the school is an all-age and all-ability school, saying that before the parent has even signed the application form is against the code. There's a very good organisation called the Schools Adjudicator, and they act, and anybody can refer a case to the Schools Adjudicator. They're based at the Department for Education.